What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy back here. I am back here, people. I am back here living the dream. Not really, but we have to say nice things on air. You know, you're listening to the Scavoli Show. We have such an amazing guest today. One of my friends. I call everybody my friend, but you are my friend. You know, I might not live in the same state or different country, but I'm here. I'm here. But we have such an amazing guest today. You could call her Rather Be Geek, Alyssa, or a lizard. I don't know why you call someone a lizard, but that's what she likes to be called, a lizard. Don't know why. Don't know why, but we're just going to go with it. But she is so talented. She actually has her store up now on Etsy. I think if I say that right, E-T-S. No, I think it's E-T. Yes. Yeah, I think I'm right. I don't know what I'm saying. E-T-S-Y-S-D. You look her up by Rather Be Geek, and you will find her awesome prints, which are amazing. So, a lizard, are you there?
Hi, Chris. Yes, I'm here.
Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus you're there. You know, I was thinking of Jesus today because then I called you, and I was like, she'll be okay. She'll be fine with this thing. She'll be fine. But can you hear me clear? I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
You're as clear as day.
Oh, I know. My sexy voice is on. I know. I know when I turn it on. You know. You know when I turn it on. But how are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
I'm alive.
Same.
That's it. That's the story. That's all you get out of me. I'm alive.
Alive and well, I hope.
Yep, I'm well. How your family's doing okay and stuff like that?
Yeah, I just saw them. They're all doing great. Thank you for asking. And yours?
They're still alive. You know, unfortunately, they're there. They're just there. But they're good. Thank you, though, for asking. But we're going to talk about a lot of things today with my friend Alyssa, or a lizard of what you want to call her. I don't call her Rather Be Geek. She's a geek, but, you know, we don't want her to be rather by. You know, we don't want her to be that. But we're going to go. We're going to ask her so many questions today on the show. Why did she start this business? Stuff like that. So, but my first question is for you, a lizard. What's up with your name?
So, thank you for bringing that to my attention that I have so many names. Well, my name from birth is Alyssa. You know, internet stuff, I kind of go by a lizard. It was like my Skyrim name. I wanted something kind of like medieval, so it was like Alizard.
Oh, excuse but, us, Alizard.
But you know what? A lizard, my dad called me that growing up too all the time, so I figured why not? But Rather Be Geek, I titled my shop that because I mean, I make fan art of tons of my favorite characters. Well, you know, Star Wars is definitely a reoccurring thing. Legend of Zelda, huge fan. Video games, I love Nintendo. Pokemon, DC, Marvel, I love Marvel. Tons of stuff. I love fan art. So I didn't want to exactly link my name to a specific fandom. And I was thinking about my name for so long, you know, like, what do I name the shop? And I figured, you know, in a world full of Kylie Jenners, I'd rather be a geek.
You'd rather be that geek.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's cool stuff, you know? I mean, it teaches you great lessons. You know, there's so much more than it just being, you know, for kids, you know, quote unquote. But
yeah.
I love it. Love it.
But that's good. So you came up with the name. That was awesome. Rather Be Geek. I would never think of that.
Thanks. I also want to add, a lot of people don't know that actually that I'm really into, one of my mentors or, someone I look up to is, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's a Supreme Court justice. And I thought it was really cool that, you know, the initials for Rather Be Geek is RBG, just like.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my little nod to her because I adore her.
I thought you were going to say you would look up to me, but that's okay. You know, I was ready for it. I had the balloons ready.
How tall are you?
I was ready. Like, no one cares. No one cares about what I do. You know?
How tall are you, Chris?
How tall am I? I'm like 2 feet two. I'm so short. I'm like 2 foot 11, you know, like that much. No, but I don't even know. I'm like 5'2" or three, I think.
Okay, okay. I was going to say, I probably still look up to you.
Now, how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, so we'll probably, whenever we meet and stuff, we'll be the same height. I guarantee it. Unless you wear high heels and I don't, but yeah. What kind of party is that then, if I don't wear high heels? Woo!
Then you'll be looking up to me.
But yes, that is great name. And that was nice of your father naming you a lizard. Now it's stuck with you forever.
Oh boy.
Now people are just gonna go up to, hey, that's a lizard.
It's like, where? Lizard like,
I don't where's mind. Where's that green monster thing?
What's funny is I used to have green hair, so it kinda goes.
Oh yeah, that's good. That was a good name. Your father's clever on that. I give him that. A lizard's father, I clap for you. A silent clap. But I actually want to get into your Ahsoka print. Like I said to you like millions of times, I repeat myself like 25 times, that I just don't buy Ahsoka Tano art. I have to like it. I just not like, you know how some fans are like fiends? Like, I have to have that. I have to.
It's right.
Destiny. Like, I don't understand that at all. It's not your destiny. Like, they have 10,000 in stock. You'll get it. Calm down. But some people are like that. Like, they collect magazines or they collect DVDs from their favorite movies and stuff like that. So I collect, like, I don't call myself a collector. I call myself an Ahsoka fan or whatever you want to call it, but I call it that. And a Baby Yoda fan, and I love Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda is my child, so I'm the father of Baby Yoda. Just so
I found that out on your last podcast.
Yes, that was a spoiler. You know, I'm Disney hit me up with that. They're trying to sue me, but I was like, who cares? Everybody's going to know anyway in a couple months. So I didn't care. You know, Disney's blowing up my phone. You know, Mando is like by me right now holding a gun, you know. Mando. But yeah, we have some people that are fans of Ahsoka, like I am. But people sometimes just go overboard with their collection. Like I buy things that match Ahsoka and that I love and what looks like her. Because not a lot of the things out there look like the actual person.
Right. I know that, you know, a lot of artists, they have, you know, their own style. They like, you know, concept, you know, like a lot of abstract art. I enjoy, you know, people want to do their thing. And I know a lot of people are like, you know, Ahsoka till I die, I'll get anything Ahsoka. And yeah, that's not necessarily wrong. I mean, fans can be fans, you know, however they want. I enjoy seeing artists' different takes on Ahsoka. I love that, you know, they try to do it in their own style, and I always love it, you know, but I totally get what you mean. You could definitely go broke that way.
Definitely. And I don't know how like people buy so much and what do you do with it? Like, do you just put it in a closet and not never look at it again in your life? Like some people are just collectors and they get the stuff. Like even with the Ahsoka Tano ears that came out, like I have those now, but you know how much I paid for that? That was only $80 on the Disney store. I paid like $200-$300 for that.
Good gosh.
Yes, I know. Because people, this is what I mean. Like people buy this stuff and then just sell it, and they sell it at a high price. That's why I say to those people that do that are fake ass fans.
I mean, the whole, you know, in this community, you know, in pulp culture, especially with Star Wars stuff, you know, it at this point, you have to expect scalpers to, you know, they're always there, you know, as soon as, you know, Target opens, as soon as Walmart opens, as soon as all those, you know, back when Toys R Us was still around, people would be there waiting, you know, because they know when stuff drops, you know, everyone stays on it. And, you know, those scalpers are just ready because they know, you know, they know what's up. They know that, you know, we'll spend some coin to get the things we want for our fandoms.
I mean, and what can I sell for a higher price?
Right. And it's not right. I don't encourage anyone to buy from scalpers. It definitely ruins that sense of collecting, of finding, you know, finding that one figure that, you know, I think it's like, it definitely ruins the community, because there are people that genuinely really want these things to just have, you know, cause they are fans. And sometimes people feel like they have to opt out to spend so much money on something they could have just gotten had they, you know, got their hands on it. But it's unfair. I don't like it. I don't encourage buying from scalpers at all, because then they'll just keep doing it.
Yeah, but I was like, when I did it, I was like, I really want the ears. Like, they're sold out. You can't get them anywhere. And I said, when is Disney opening? I live nowhere near Disney. And the Hollywood one, too, the Hollywood Resorts. Oh, no, that's Florida. I think so. I don't know what I'm saying. but, yeah, and I was like, when am I going to get these ears? They're Ahsoka ears. I love Ahsoka. And now I have the ears. And then I have the droid ears, too.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
That I love, too. I love the droid. I like R2-D2 and BB-8. I'm going to, like, get a robot of BB-8 and just, like, throw him around somewhere. Like, you're my bot, and you're going to come with me everywhere.
Right.
But I also want to talk about, real quick, the Ahsoka piece. Why did you do Ahsoka as your first piece?
So, yeah, Ahsoka, that print, it was my first piece. I started drawing it. So I actually drew an Ahsoka drawing a couple months ago, and during the whole, you know, the whole lockdown, or not the lockdown, like during, you know, quarantining myself and everything, there wasn't much to do except practice my art. So I learned a lot on the software that I use, which is Procreate on the iPad Pro. I learned a lot of techniques and stuff. And so I'm like, let me redraw that Ahsoka. And I fell in love with how it came out. And I was ready to sell it. I wanted that to be my first piece, because I mean, that season finale was just like,
which just left me in tears. I cried a little.
I was sobbing. Oh God. It left me a total mess. But, I mean, I think we can all agree that I think her fan base is so big because, you know, Audrey from Team Tano Alive mentioned it in your last podcast, you know, Ahsoka lives in all of us, you know.
She really does.
So many, you know, she's such a good-hearted Jedi. Well, she was a good-hearted Jedi. She still has a good heart.
But she is. I feel like she still is a Jedi. Like, she'll always be a Jedi, but she's not associated with, like, the Jedi Order. Like, it's weird.
That's what makes her great, is that, you know, her philosophy is Jedi. You know, it's so Jedi.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of that, you know, the gray Jedi way with her. You know, like, she knows.
Yeah, she's like I said to Team Tano, I was like, she's like a Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, I know. I totally know what you mean, because yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn was not a part of the council, and he knows, you know, he's a great Jedi, you know, he knows that crap too. So, but what's great about Ahsoka is that you see her, all the obstacles that she overcomes during the Clone Wars, you know, time and time again, you know, she makes a mistake, she makes a wrong call, she, you know, she's not sure, her judgment is clouded. And she always has good intentions, but a lot of times, you know, you can have good intentions. You can try to do the right thing, and it won't always work out. And the reality of that, you know, that they put in Clone Wars and how it resonated with Ahsoka, seeing her overcome that and grow and mature and seeing her skills just sharpen. Oh God, it was just, she's such a great character. The character development with her was beyond great. They did such a great job. And so
it's like watching you grow up, like as a person, like you started, like your mentor is your mom and dad, and they're raising you to be in the world. And Anakin raised, literally raised Ahsoka Tano.
definitely, like, Anakin having Ahsoka under his wing, you know, it totally shaped how she did things. She can tell, she gave him a big headache the way he gave Obi-Wan,
yeah,
which was great because much deserved. But, you know, it's true. Like, you feel like her victories are your victories because you saw her, you know, struggle. You saw her, you know, have all these obstacles where she was like, okay, let's do this. You know, so many times, like, I tell everyone, like, Clone Wars is so good for mental health, you know, like, they teach you great lessons, and they, you know, it's definitely, definitely my favorite. It was great.
It was mine, and the season 7 just blew you away, and, like, it wants you to expect more, like, after you see the ending, to the Clone Wars. Like, it's been a month already, people, so if you haven't seen it, you better go see it.
I know,
it
I was
now.
Like, can we say spoilers?
Yes, like, I was just gonna say, can we, like, spill the tea on what happens at the end? But, like, people should have watched it by now. It's only 23 minutes of your time, people. But yeah, at the end, when Anakin picks up his own lightsaber that he made Ahsoka, like, I think I said this in another podcast, I don't know if you listened to it, but I don't associate Anakin and Darth Vader together. They're two different people.
Definitely Anakin completely, like, it's like Anakin died and Darth was born.
Yes, that's what, and, yeah. That's how I associate.
Yeah, I totally get it. You know, it is crazy. Like, Anakin is, oh man, such a great character overall. The, you know, Anakin to Darth Vader is just, it's a heartbreak. You know,
it really
it's
is.
Like, oh god, he had everything, you know, he was the chosen one.
Yeah, like, he was supposed to destroy them, like, he was supposed to do that. But what, I don't know if you watched the Mandalorian gallery on Disney
Plus.
Oh, yes. And then Dave Filoni actually mentions, like, if Qui-Gon Jinn didn't die that day to Darth Maul, Anakin would have never turned to the dark side. Because Obi-Wan was just a brother. Like, he didn't want to take on Anakin at all. Like, he was like, who the fuck is this kid? I don't like him. Like, I don't want him. Like, he even says in Attack of the Clones, like, I don't want to take him. Like, I don't want him.
He's like an impatient parent.
Yeah, like, I just want my kid out of here. Like, grow up already and get the fuck out. But yeah, like, it would have changed Anakin's story so much. And I would have loved to see, if Qui-Gon Jinn was still alive, like, Anakin turning to the dark side, does he ever turn to the dark side, you know? Ahsoka Tano, does Order 66 even happen? Like, because the Jedi's mind was so clouded. Like, Ahsoka's was so clouded. Like, I was like, just wake the fuck up. I was like, Ahsoka, do you see that? Like, oh my god. Like, I was, like, gonna punch my phone, because I watch the episodes on my phone. I was gonna punch my phone. I was like, I'm getting so angry, because, like, people had, like, the knowledge to stop it. Like, Ahsoka had everything. She just needed to bring Darth Maul, like, just not even team up with them, just bring them to, like, Obi-Wan or someone. Like, it was just, like, right there under your nose. An old wrinkly man with a hood was under there. Like, come on, people. Like, I saw it coming. Like every episode led on, and I was getting more angry. Like, I was getting, like, I love the Clone Wars, but I was getting angry watching. I was like, open your eyes, people. It's a wrinkly old man. Like, just get it.
He sounded like Palpatine. He's like, do it.
Do it. Like, just do it. Like, just turn around.
Season 7 was, yeah, it was frustrating, because I'm like, how does nobody know yet? Like,
yeah, like, come on. And then Ahsoka really is the only one that knows. Like, out of everybody, like, Obi-Wan's, like, knows something, like, Anakin killed Count Dooku. Like, he was knocked out for that
fight. If not Obi-Wan, I'm like, come on, Yoda. Like, you gotta know at this point.
Yeah, like, Yoda had visions, and Qui-Gon Jinn even told him, like, you're gonna have, like, the Sith are coming, like, something's gonna happen, and all the Jedi are gonna be gone unless you could do something. But Yoda never did anything. So I'm like, the people had these opportunities to do stuff and do stuff and do stuff, but it never happened. Like, people, like, come on. Come on.
Definitely.
I just cry a little inside. It hurts my soul. You know, it hurts my soul.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, did you get to read the Ahsoka novel or?
No, see, I don't read any of those. I don't want to read comics. I want to see the live action or the show to follow. Like, I never read the comics before Ahsoka. So, like, Ahsoka happened, and I was way after that. Like, I can't, like, I was way after the comics, or way before the comics. I don't know what I was. I don't know. But, yeah, like, the comics, I don't read at all. I don't buy into that stuff. Like the comics end it, and, like, there's only one novel out. Like, it doesn't even tell you if she died or
not. Well, the Ahsoka novel, I believe, takes place right after season 7. And then if you look into Star Wars, I think it's the Darth Vader comic, Dark Lord of the Sith. That takes place exactly right after season 7 as well, how he gets his saber and whatnot. I definitely recommend them. You should give them a read. Because Ahsoka's, the novel isn't a comic. It's just a book, and it's a really easy read.
Oh. All right. I like easier.
Me too. You know?
If it's easy, I buy. But Alyssa, we got to take a little quick break. I know we're on a roll talking right now.
Me too. Thank you so much.
We're on a roll. We are on a roll with butter and cheese.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wait, butter? That sounds weird because butter is cheese. I don't know.
Dairy. Ends up in the same place.
Dairy. Butter with dairy on it. No. Bread with dairy on it. That's what we're going to call it. That's what we're calling it. But stay put. All right, for sure. Alyssa. We're going to talk to her more about Star Wars, her upcoming projects, maybe throw like Game of Thrones in there.
You know, because, you know, always we down for Game of Thrones, Chris. You know this.
we might have to just do an episode just like Game of Thrones. And I think we're just going to have to do that. You're going to have to come back on one day, and we're just going to have to talk about Game of Thrones because that's a whole episode.
Definitely.
That's a whole, like, other town. But we'll be right back with Rather Be Geek, a Lizard, and Alyssa. They're the same person, but I like their names. And, yeah, we'll be back on the Scavoli Show. Sit tight, Alyssa. 5-minute break.
You get a 5-minute
break, okay? And if you have free gifts, please give me okay? Free gifts. Free gifts. But we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show. Stay tuned for more with Rather Be Geek /Alyssa/Alyssa/Alyssa. All right, guys? I know that's hard to say. Call her all those three names at once. But all right, we'll be back. Alyssa, stay put, and we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show. What is up, everybody? We are back. We are live. You know, we almost died. I don't know if I almost died, but I don't know if Alyssa Rather the Geek or a Lizard survives. You know, we don't know, but she's here, she's still alive. We know she's kicking, we know she's breathing. I hear her breath. I hear you. I hear you. Do not worry. But guys, we're back on the Scavoli Show with my dearest friend Rather Be Geek /Alyssa/a Lizard. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. But going back, we were just talking about, like I said, the Clone Wars and how it ended and stuff like that. But for the Ahsoka, I usually ask this question at the end of a podcast, but you know what? Screw it. We're switching things up. We like to switch things up on my show. Do you think Ahsoka is alive in The Rise of Skywalker? And why?
Well, okay, so spoilers. you know, when they're talking to Rey, you know, I think they're using the Force, right? Like like Qui-Gon Jinn and everyone, when they become one with the Force, you know, they learn to do that. I think, I'm pretty sure. Don't come for me. And so if you hear Ahsoka, I'm assuming that she's gone, and I think the timeline is like way after her time, if I'm not mistaken.
So you think she's no longer alive and she's a Force ghost and she's just saying thinks. Like, she's the one.
Can she talk to Ray otherwise?
Yes. Like, she can.
How possible?
She can, like, you don't have to be dead to use the force. Like,
yeah, like with Kylo Ren.
Yeah. So, like, what Kylo Ren and Ray, like, that, like, you can do that. Like, when Ahsoka tried to reach out to Anakin after the Clone Wars to see if he was still alive, but she cut herself off from the Force. So she was like, I'm done with the Force for now. And then she came back on, like, maybe years later, because she joined the Rebel Squad. And then she tried to reach out to him, but she couldn't. There was something blocking. There was, like, a blockade in the Force when she reached out, but she didn't know what that was. So she could still actually reach, if she could actually, she could have actually reached Anakin as Darth Vader, but she couldn't she couldn't come to the fact that Anakin was Darth Vader. So she was, so that cut, that was like cut off.
You know, that's interesting. I mean, I'm definitely going to look more into it. But gee, I'm not sure. What do you think?
I think she's alive. And my reason why is not just to have, because I love Ahsoka so much. I think she is a smart Jedi also.
Right.
She's very smart. And after the Clone Wars, like, they went into hiding. So Obi-Wan went his way, Yoda went his way, Rex went that way, and Ahsoka went her way. So in that time, like, there's a sequel coming out, a prequel, like a sequel series to the Clone Wars and Rebels. So maybe we'll get where she went. In the novel, we do get it, but I feel like we have to put it on screen.
That would be great.
And then with The Mandalorian coming out, so she is alive during The Mandalorian. So that takes place after The Last Jedi, when Anakin dies, when Luke brings bounds back to the Force.
Right.
So she's alive. So in The Mandalorian, she's not going to be the main person in The Mandalorian. Like, it's not going to be her show. You know what I mean by that?
Right, right.
So she'll have, like, an episode or two. And rumor has it that she uses the blue lightsaber that, I don't know if Anakin, she still has it from Anakin. I don't know. But she does have the hood that she wears in the Clone Wars. Rumor has it at the end of the Clone Wars. But yeah, so she is alive during that time. So she's got to be in her 50s, 40s. And she will have action, they said. She will be in a fight. I don't know with who. This is just rumors, so this might not actually happen. Like, she might not even be in it at all, you know? These are just rumors, but I hope she is. And Bo-Katan, too, Captain Rex is rumored to be in it. So yeah, so in that timeline, she's not dead, you know? Where is she? This is what I don't get. Like, in The Rise of Skywalker, if she is dead, how did she die? If she is alive, where is she? And why is she hiding?
Right. I'm sure now they see the popularity and the interest in Ahsoka. So, and I'm sure that's why she's, you know, also coming out in Mandalorian. It's about freaking time. You know, we see her on live action. So I guarantee you they're not done with her.
There's so much story to tell about Ahsoka, because I, like, if I was writing Star Wars, oh my God, I would have emotion. I would have everything. Like, I would give all the answers out in one episode. Like, that's, like, I would just go, okay, Ahsoka dies in this one. All right, that's my series. One episode. Thank you. For 30 minutes. Thank you. Come again. But with Ahsoka, it's like I think I was reading on Twitter, like, they had, someone had another podcast, and they talked about if after The Last Jedi, did Ahsoka feel like Anakin's return? You know, like, he realizes, like, time is time, I'm returning as, like, a good person again, you know? Like, I wonder if she felt that. And she was
Ahsoka, they made it clear that she's extremely strong with the Force, you know, and I would feel like, you know, when Darth, you know, redeemed himself, you know, I'm sure there was a huge weight
off her shoulders.
Yes, you know, because she, her and Anakin, they have a bond, you know, that they will have forever, you know?
Yeah.
And the something that drastic, the way he, like the way he turned, how she felt it so much, you know, she literally almost fell to the ground.
Yeah.
I feel like she would feel that as well.
Yeah, she would be like relieved, but like, oh my God, like he's dead. Like she'll miss him, but like she doesn't get attached. You know, she's not like a person that will get attached.
Well,
and we see that growth.
She is definitely one of the most, you know, she follows the Jedi way, you know, the whole, you know, purpose before feelings, you know, and they give multiple examples of that during season 7. So I would definitely trust that, you know, yeah, definitely, like, she definitely has priorities, and they are very Jedi-like, although yeah. He claims she's not a Jedi anymore.
Yeah, but I think she did feel the turn back to the light. And, you know, I didn't really pay attention in Revenge of the Sith. Like, when I watched it the first time, I really didn't pay attention to it at the end. Like, I paid attention, but I was like, all right, we know Anakin. Like, I didn't know. Like, I was like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Like, I was into it, but not like, oh, all right. Like,
when did you see it?
I think it had to be a couple of years ago.
Oh, I see. I mean, it's definitely the best of the prequel series.
Oh yeah, I think you mix all the movies together, you have Revenge of the Sith for me, and I think the Clone Wars. Clone Wars will always come first to me.
Yeah.
Whatever they come out with, the Clone Wars are the best, because that introduced everybody.
Right.
That introduced the start of Star Wars. You know? And I think for I was just going to say something great. I was going to, like, oh, my God, you would be mind-blown.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah, well, eventually, after the podcast, I'll be like, oh, damn, I should have texted her. Damn, I should have said that. But I think with Ahsoka and what they're trying to do with her, I don't know what they're trying to do with her. Like, I can't get my finger on the button. Like, she's in The Mandalorian. All right, what she does? What is she doing after The Mandalorian? You know? Back to what I was going to say with the Revenge of the Sith. Just thought of it. When Padme said, "There's still good in him. There's still good in him," and there was always good in Darth Vader.
Right. You know, there was, or else always, he wouldn't have
came back. Himself.
Right.
But like in some comics, I see online and stuff like that. Like, he had his ups and downs, too. So I really hope we get a Darth Vader show, like a series, like an animated series. Or like a mini series, not big. Like, they have so many series coming out. I don't think they know what's next for the after Rey Skywalker. I don't think they know what's next after this. Because the Skywalker series is done. The Skywalker saga is done. What's to come, you know? What's next?
I know they're focusing more on, like the Poe Dameron series, and Kenobi, I know, is being delayed. That bothers me.
I'm the one most excited for.
But, you know, I know they're focusing on their more, like, their spin-off series. I mean, in regards to movies, you know, I would hope, you know, they see how great people react, you know, considering they, you know, don't mess up Ahsoka's character, you know, knock on wood, because anything can happen. They're going to see the great response Ahsoka gets, and who knows, you know, maybe a movie is in our horizon that we don't know yet, you know?
You know, they're always up to something, and even in quarantine, like, they're working still, but they're really, like, they're off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they're working on the next big thing. And I think they're concentrating now on, you know, the Ahsoka. If we have an Ahsoka series, the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Like, the Skywalker saga is never done. It's really never, because you have so much story to tell. But with the Skywalker series, how it ended, like, what's next? Like, there's no Jedi left. It's Rey. So what's after Rey? You know what I mean?
Unless they try to dabble in some sort of other universe, because you know, the universe is so expansive that, like, they have their options. They really do. There's so many great Star Wars stories that they can make movies out of, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, you know, a lot of times when they take, you know, stories and certain series, when it comes on the big screen, they have to make changes to make it theatrically, you know, cinematically like a movie. So a lot of times, yeah, you know, these stories that we want to see on the big screen, they won't always come out the way we want them to. And I'm fine with that. But don't make it a movie if you're going to mess it up, you know, like what makes these stories so great are, you know, are the stories themselves. And when they change them for a cinematic release, it's like, ugh, should have just left it alone sometimes, you know. But
and that goes with your special piece. I want to get into the little special piece. It's still Ahsoka related, but that that you're doing for the Black Lives Matter. Can you talk a little to us about that?
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Chris. Right now, yeah, on my Etsy, I do have a bundle pack that I did in collaboration with Padawan Pins. I did it with Savvy, so she's really great. Padawan Pins is really great. They also do Clone Wars pins. And, you know, she came at me and told me, you know, let's do this, you know, let's raise some money. You know, we're very passionate about equality, you know, this injustice is just like, it's disgusting, you know? And, you know, doing other projects almost felt, you know, wrong, unimportant, like, they were just so minuscule compared to everything going around, you know, and it does, you know, impact the way I feel. So we definitely, you know, we hit each other up, you know, we collaborated, and she said, you know, the bundle is called Ahsoka Wouldn't Stand for This Bundle. It comes with a fantastic, I believe it's 11 by 14 print that Padawan Pins did. And I did a 6x6 print, something displaying unity, and a quote from Ahsoka. And then I also included one of my prints that that we talked about earlier. That's on Etsy. It's about $22. All proceeds of that will be split between the Bail Project and George Floyd's family GoFundMe page. So definitely recommend, you know, picking that up. You get some great stuff, and it's for a great cause.
I didn't get it for free, guys, just so you know. I didn't get free gifts out of that one. You know, I really wanted it, but I didn't get free gifts. I don't know where to put it in my room. My Ahsoka room is coming together slowly.
And I definitely want to take the time to say, you know, please, please, let's do what we can, you know, Star Wars fans, you know, we know, you know, social injustices, it's not in us, you know, we have to fight for others that are hurting right now, you know, so I definitely, definitely encourage everyone to please, you know, if you can donate, you know, educate yourselves, especially, you know, credible sources, guys, let's try to educate yourselves, because, I mean,
I've
been definitely trying to, you know, do research and subscribe to the credible news sources, because there's a whirlwind of misled and you know, wrong information that it is getting spread. So I just educate yourself, you know, do what's right, help others, you know, let's, you know.
Let's change the world. Change the world.
Definitely, yes. Very important.
And I think I talked to this on my other podcast that I filmed earlier this week. I donated $100 or something to the Bail, right? The Bail, what's it called?
The Bail Project?
Organization? The Bail Project for an auction. I wanted a Ahsoka piece that I can't wait. I showed you. It's
beautiful. Yes, it is gorgeous.
It really is. That's a great piece that I picked up. It was from 2019 Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. It's by my awesome, amazing friend. I don't know how to say her name. It's called DIHA_artwork on Instagram and Twitter. Please check her out. And just, she's amazing. And there's so many other people that I want to quickly give a shout out to. Alan Foe, my portrait guy. That is my portrait guy. I buy everything off him from Ahsoka. Definitely check him out. Portraits by Alan on Instagram. Then I have Team Tano Alive is an amazing. They just announced their Plo Koon pin that I love.
Yes, it's beautiful. They did such a great job.
It really is. And they're making, I don't know if I could say it. I don't think I'm not going to say it, but they're making something coming up soon that's exciting. You have to stay tuned for that. It's another
thing. They always come out with some great stuff.
They really do. It's amazing how he cut out. Eric, I love Eric. Shout out to Eric. Audrey, you're all right, all right? I'm not a big fan, you know. I like Eric. He's a good kid. But I love you, Audrey. You know that. I love Audrey. But yeah, who else I got to give a quick shout out to? Lady the Pin Master. She just came out with an amazing Ahsoka piece.
That print is absolutely gorgeous. She killed it.
She really did. Spot on. It's on her Etsy page. If you look up Lady, L-E-I-D-Y, Pin Master, or The Pin Master, you'll find her right away on Etsy and Instagram. So you can find her there. Check out her. That was her first print. So go buy it, support. And my friend, a lizard, you know, just dropped the Bo-Katan piece, which is fucking amazing. I'm not a fan. I love Bo-Katan, but I wouldn't put her in my Ahsoka. She doesn't belong with my Ahsoka room.
I definitely wanted to do Bo next because she is such a badass.
She really is. She can beat me up.
Me too.
I'll let her beat me up and then talk dirty to me after. You know?
Definitely. I mean, yeah. I mean, man, starting this shop has definitely been very hectic. You know, I've never done anything like this before, but you know, starting the whole, even just starting art, you know, digital art, I would have never started in the first place, you know, if it wasn't for an old roommate of mine. Her name is Lucia Santiago. She's a fantastic animator, great drawer. She really encouraged me to dab into digital art and everything, because I always expressed interest, and now I'm actually, you know, doing it. It's crazy, you know, years later, here I am. And you know, I started with like client work, and you know, I do some stuff for Pedestrian Strike. They're an awesome local pop punk band. Oh, okay. they come out with some great stuff, so shout out to them. They're awesome. And also big Star Wars fans. They love Star Wars since they were children. You know, it's crazy finally like seeing my art in some sort of solid form. it's really great, you know. I want more time to just make more art, you know. But right now I'm in the middle of making a Legend of Zelda pin. It's a Breath of the Wild inspired pin, and then I'm also dabbling into an Avatar Last Airbender pin that I'm working on. I love so many fandoms, you know, but Star Wars is definitely always reoccurring for me. Like, I always have all these ideas of Star Wars.
But I'm going to ask you one thing, and I made the idea. I called it. I make the idea. We're collabing, and you're going to make an Ahsoka and Anakin print together. That's my idea. I take full credit.
Yeah. I'm totally down for that.
Copyright laws. Copyright. I did that. But yes, I actually want to do that because we need an Ahsoka and Anakin print. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot out there, you know, too. But
not really. I don't see really much. Like, I look her up every day, and I look like it's sad. And I go with Anakin, and it's only like from the Clone Wars and like the Rebels.
Well, you know what? Let's do it.
So,
I'm down.
Let's do it. All right. You heard it from live, folks. See, if she tries to do it without me, I'm suing her. Copyright laws. But yeah, that's, I think that's one thing I really always wanted to do. I can't draw, but I can give ideas. I can direct.
And you have great ideas, Chris.
I know I do, and no one goes with me, you know? No one likes my ideas. Some people do. Some people like, go, Chris, that's amazing. I know it's amazing.
Well, I mean, the best ideas come from fans who want to see, you know, what they want to see, you know?
That.
It's like, who's going to be buying the art, you know, fans?
Me. I'm buying all of them, so no one's going to get them.
Right.
I'm just going to put them on my window, block my door off with them. Block my TV. I'll just look at it as I'm watching TV, you know, put one on my ceiling. When I wake up, I just see that, like, beautifulness. But yeah, like, I think we should definitely do it.
For sure. Just, you know where to hit me up.
You know where to call me. But yeah, we talked about a lot today. We did great. Lizard, where can everybody find you on social media?
Thank you, Chris. You guys can find me on Etsy, you know, at www.etsy.com/shop/ratherbegeek. And on Instagram, I'm ratherbegeek. I'll be there, you know. I'm there being a geek.
We're three names. And you can find us. You can find me. Just me, because there's no us. Chris_Scavoli, my personal page, and you can follow my Twitter, The Scavoli Show, Instagram, The Scavoli Show, and we just love you. I just want to tell you before we go, I love you so much. Your print, I cannot wait for. I'm excited to hang it up, frame it, because, like, I'm going to frame everybody. I spent, like, almost, like, hundreds of dollars on frames that fit the actual portrait, you know? But you're talented. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Get it out. This is only the beginning for you. You know, you have such a long, amazing journey ahead of you, and I can't, my friend, I can't wait to be along with you. You know, don't forget about.
Of course not,
mate.
Chris. Thank you so much. No, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. I mean, this is a great, I've never been on the podcast before, so this is really great. Thank you.
I've never been on one either. So this is good. I haven't been doing this for a while, so, you know, this is my first. But I definitely want you coming back on. We're definitely going to have a Game of Thrones podcast coming soon.
Already.
Already. But yes, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We love you. Stay safe. Wash your bowls. Wash your bowls too, because I said bowls last time. It said bowls.
Support small businesses and donate to the cause.
Support. Yes. Go to her Etsy page. You can find it on Instagram. Rather Be Geek. Please go buy her amazing Ahsoka post, Bo-Katan. And the Ahsoka Win stand for a post.
And then Ahsoka's also coming in an enamel pin. She'll be here July.
Yes. Oh, well, before we go, like you said, that's coming soon. Any upcoming projects we can look forward
yeah,
to?
Yeah, so other than, you know, the prints up and everything, I have the Ahsoka Tano print that I have is also going to be available in an enamel pin. There's glitter. It's going to look great. I can't wait to have it in hand. It gets here about in July, early July, hopefully, fingers crossed. And then if any, you know, Scott Pilgrim versus the World fans, any Brian Lee O'Malley fans, I have a Ramona pin coming. I love Ramona. She's awesome. You know, there's Nega Scott. I wanted to do a Nega Ramona, and she's also on her way. Should be here soon. Yeah, I'm excited for those. My first enamel pins coming.
I'm excited for it all. And like I said, we're collabing on the Anakin and Ahsoka piece. I take full credit. Copyright, just so you know. Copyright. But thank you guys for joining. Lizard, please stay put to your phone. I'm going to call you just right after this. And yes, thank you for joining the Scavoli Show. Stay safe. Wash your balls again. you know, because those things can be tender, you know, we never know. But thank you so much, Alyssa, for coming on. We love you. You're coming back on to talk about a Game of Thrones movie. Demanded that. People demanded it. I demanded it. My vote counts, just so you know. But thank you for joining the Scavoli Show. We love you. Stay safe. Bye.